Well, I think we've left 2 points here, and the rationale for that is one is we've been a big notch down in key areas of the pitch today. Big notch down, perhaps people are thinking we're a settled team and they're going to play. And then secondly, you can't make a mistake like that and not concede a goal with the quality of the Fleetwood's front boys. And saying that, they get a fortune, don't they? The boys clasp the shot and it falls to a lethal finish and Paddy Madden scores. We made the changes to get back in the game. We went with almost four up front and we equalised with a really good finish from Alex. And there's only a real good block by the central defender from Ben Pringle, just tapping it into an empty net and he just clips his heel and goes wide. Referee doesn't see that, but I don't think the referees had a good game today for either side. In difficult conditions for both teams. It's a difficult venue to come against what I think will be a top class manager with good players. But I think we've been a step down today. We measure it on ourselves. And if we come up against a good Fleetwood Town performance and team, we'll take it right on the chin, but we didn't do that. We just went at it today.
You referred to the goal that you did concede, a mistake at the back. It's one of those, isn't it, with Jack Tucker. He's 20 years of age, he's been so good, but it did look as if he was fault for the goal.
He's at fault, yeah. I say it as it is to him. I'm the first to say he'll play a lot higher, and he'll learn from that today. I think Ched's given him a real tough afternoon today, so he'll learn from that. Ched Evans is a championship striker, as we know, and you know, there's not many clubs in this level can afford them, but obviously Andy Billy can, so that's what matters to them. Doesn't matter to me. But I thought as the game was going on, he was dealing with it more and more comfortably. I said, and he's tried a little flick and it doesn't come off, or he slipped or whatever it is, but you shouldn't be making. I just said to him it's a mistake, but he's in there really disappointed. He should be disappointed, because if you care, you're disappointed. And as every supporter at any football club, I know if you're not disappointed, what are you? He's not going home with a smile on the coach, is he? He's going home disappointed, and so he should. But he'll bounce back in on Monday and we'll remind him of the good parts of the game and we'll show him some clips and how good a player he is, and he'll learn from it.
It seems like a good sign that you're going away from this disappointed and feeling like your team didn't quite reach their best level, the fact that you've set those standards in recent weeks.
Yeah, I don't think we did reach a level today. I think a lot of it comes through certain players that give us that little benchmark to start. And we didn't really get going in key areas today. You know, young Tommy O'Connor, probably in his poorest game for the club in a while. I just said to him, he looked really tired later on, why we introduced Ben. But in saying that, they've had an easy week in the last few days. Obviously, they were out last weekend after the Sunderland win for their Christmas party for a couple of days, and you need to give them a day of recovery. So it's been an abnormal week in respect of how hard we worked them. So I just reminded them then we'll be back to working hard on Monday.